Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Amazing grace. If you are a regular listener to the Beacon Broadcast, you know that Malachi chapter 2 declares judgment upon the people of God. And we have been examining the nature of that judgment as we have been studying the first few verses of this chapter. And so far we have seen that the objects of the judgment, or we might say the subjects of the judgment, are the priests. They are particularly culpable, that is, responsible, for the departure of God's people from following God's ways, and therefore they become the first ones upon whom judgment falls. The reasons for judgment are given in this section as well, and they are, number one, their failure to heed God's word, and number two, their failure to honor God's name. The nature of the judgment is also spelled out in this passage. In general terms, it is God's curse. But in specific terms, it is God's curse upon their blessings, that is, upon their benefits, God's curse upon their descendants, that is, their children and children's children, and it is a curse upon their labors. They are not going to prosper by their labors. They're not going to accomplish much, no matter how hard they work, because God is working against them. He has placed a curse upon them. But the one thing we have not studied so far is the purpose for this judgment, and that is given to us in verse 4. We've studied verses 1, 2, and 3, but now we're ready to look at verse 4. And I thank you for joining me on this Thursday, October 17, and many thanks to those whose financial gifts enable us to teach God's Word on the station. Malachi chapter 2, will begin reading at verse 1, and we shall read through verse 4 and then look at verse 4 more carefully. But here's what it says. And now, O priests, this commandment is for you. If you will not hear, and if you will not take it to heart to give glory to my name, says the Lord of hosts, I will send a curse upon you. And I will curse your blessings. Yes, I have cursed them already, because you do not take it to heart. Behold, I will rebuke your descendants, and spread refuse on your faces, the refuse of your solemn feasts, and one will take you away with it. Then you shall know that I have sent this commandment to you, that my covenant with Levi may continue, says the Lord of hosts. We come in verse 4 to the purpose for the judgment. When all these things take place, we read, and again verse 4, then you shall know. When these things take place, then there's something you're going to know. And the purpose of the judgment is to bring a greater level of knowledge and understanding to them. So what is the purpose of the judgment? And I think we could boil it down basically to two statements. Number one, to exalt God's word, and number two, to extend God's work. Now, how do we see this in the text? Well, first of all, to exalt God's word, to certify God's word as genuine, that it truly comes from God, to demonstrate God's word as truthful. His promises are always fulfilled. And so God talks about the judgment that shall fall, the effects of the curse, the different areas of their lives that are going to be damaged because of this curse of God upon them. And he says, when this takes place, then you shall know that I have sent this commandment to you. Then you'll know. You don't seem to understand the importance of my word when I give you my word in written form. And of course, they had most of the Old Testament scriptures in their possession. The priests were commissioned to study them and to teach them. They had God's word in its written form. They had that portion of the Bible that had been written in their day. They already had that, but they weren't paying attention to it. They acted as if it was not a revelation from God. They acted as if they didn't believe what it said, that it didn't speak to them. Well, now they're going to know. Now they're going to know. When these things take place, you shall know that I have sent this commandment to you. You may not know, at least you do not acknowledge, that the scriptures that I've given you are my commandment to you. You don't seem to believe that has come from me. You don't act as if it does. You don't seem to believe that the prophets that I sent to you are my word that has come to you. You're not paying any attention to Malachi, the prophet I have sent most recently, who is warning you about your sin and calling you back to the ways of God. You're paying him no attention, as if he is not a true messenger of God. But when these judgments fall, then you will know that I have sent this commandment to you. That will certify this word as the genuine word of God, because the very things that Malachi said were the words of God, the judgments that would fall upon them. When they have come to pass, you will know that that is exactly true. The judgments will demonstrate the claims of God's word as being truthful claims. The judgments will demonstrate that the promises of God are always fulfilled. And so what is the purpose of judgment? It is, number one, to exalt God's word. It's better to exalt God's word by receiving it, believing it, and obeying it without having judgment to fall upon us. But if we will pay it no attention, then at some point we are likely to fall under the judgments of God, and then we will know that God means business. Then we will know that God's promises are true. Then we will know that the way of the transgressor is hard, just like God's word says. It's a way of certifying the genuineness of God's word. And so purpose number one is to exalt God's word. Purpose number two is to extend God's work. Now, this is interesting. Again, verse 4, then you shall know that I have sent this commandment to you, and now this, that my covenant with Levi may continue, says the Lord of hosts. That my covenant with Levi may continue. Now, we've already seen that the priests were not fulfilling their responsibility before God, and that this curse that God is sending upon them was going to be very destructive to the whole tribe of Levi and the whole priestly order. It had to be. Consider what God was going to do again. I will curse your blessings. I will rebuke your descendants. I will spread refuge on your faces, the refuge of your solemn feast, and one will take you away with it. This is a destruction of the Levitical priesthood. And if this continues without being stopped, then it will eventuate in the elimination of the Levitical priesthood. But God says, I'm not going to allow that to happen. And that's the second purpose for this judgment. Purpose number one is to exalt God's word so that you will know that God's word is true. You won't listen to God's word when he makes appeals and promises and holds out rewards and blessings. You discount all of that. So when the judgment falls, then you'll know that God's word is true. But when the judgment falls, and by its falling, it stops this overload of sinful practices that, if continued, will bring more and more judgment, and eventually will bring the annihilation of the Levitical priesthood. But I'm going to bring judgment that, verse 4, my covenant with Levi may continue. I'm not going to allow it to be wiped out, at least not at this time. In other words, the purpose of judgment is primarily disciplinary. It is to bring the Levites to repentance and restoration. It is punitive judgment that will eventually cause the Levites to turn back to God, at least enough of them so that God's covenant with Levi, God's agreement with Levi, God's arrangement with Levi, God's contract with Levi, there's several ways we could put this, but the purpose for which God called the tribe of Levi and put them into temple service and the priestly office, and that has continued on for hundreds of years since the time of Moses, and God's purpose for doing that needs to continue at least until Christ comes, another several hundred years down the road. And so God says, I'm going to send judgment. I'm going to curse your labors. I'm going to curse your descendants. I'm going to bring judgment that's so severe that it's going to hurt. It's eventually going to cause at least some of the tribe of Levi to say, I repent. Please stop this judgment. You wouldn't stop your sins because of a mild appeal, but when the judgment falls that is this severe, it's going to bring about repentance, and it will bring about a restoration of the work of the tribe of Levi. The covenant of Levi will thereby be continued, will be enabled to continue. So what this is telling us is that when these judgments of God come fully, he said, remember earlier he said, I will send these judgments, but I have already sent these judgments, and they've already been ones that have come in a milder form. But when the judgments fully arrive, destruction will be the result. So God must have another way to fulfill his covenant with Levi if, in fact, the destruction of Levi does result. But obedience, a change, repentance, and obedience will forestall judgment. A believing response to God's word will not reduce the consequences of present judgment, but it may, in fact, undoubtedly will forestall the future judgment which is yet to come. And God says that's why I send the judgment, to accomplish exactly that. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.